Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now.
Yeah.
I've been out of for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down,
you know,
no,
no, no, no.
Cause man, I worship a mountain mover, he done may be a valley walker, man, I worship a mind renewer, bring back to my memory, but he done taught me, ain't no shackles slowing me now, no, ain't no shackles slowing me now. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory, my deepest is God alone. I feel the spirit, it's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong, I go to church a lot, but that ain't the reason for my relationship with God. It's just he brought me through a lot. When that kind of priorities see on top, and I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a fofo. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Oh,
no.
And it ain't nobody pulling me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil slowing me down.
If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain, and I represent this thing like a crypt doing C's up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles holding me down, no. No.
Ain't no shackles holding me now, no. Cause
Cause man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles turning me down. No, 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 no. Ain't no shackles holding me down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down. No, 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 no. Oh, ain't no shackles holding me down. No.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
All right, all right, all right, all right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, His Son, our Savior, God, His Holy Spirit, our Comfort. I pray all is well with you. What's going on? It's Breaking Chains, Special Assignment Podcast for this Monday. I'm Pastor Rod, and tell you thank you for turning us on. And, you know, let's get our hearts and minds clear as we go to the throne of God and give Him thanks. Most gracious and merciful Father, Yah, we thank you for another day as you breathe the breath of life into our bodies, opening our eyes, allowing us to see another day. We thank you for your only begotten Son who gave his life that was sacrificed, shed his blood for the remission of our sins, cleaning us up from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, and not leaving us alone, because he said he'll never leave nor forsake us, sent his Holy Spirit to keep us and guide us and strengthen us. And we say thank you. We thank you for another day as you go into April the 8th, 2024, where so many minds have been wrapped up in so many things said. So, Father God, we just pray that your will was done and your word was put out there, which you was already spoken in advance, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We pray against any sorcery, witchcraft, anything negative and evil that tried to come up against what you are doing in your creation, Father God. Father God, we thank you for our overseer and our mentor, the Pastor Dr. Levert Kemp, Father God, and all of the leaders of your church, Father God. I lay myself at your feet, Father God, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Touch me, heal me, renew me, resurrect me, revive me, and all the things that you have for me, Father God. I lay down and receive before you, Father God. Continue to bless my family, my loved ones, Father God, our P31 ladies, our men of valor, our young people, the Riding Apple program, Lord God. Father God, we just continue to pray, Father God, and come together. You say, where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, and we welcome you at all times. Wherever we go, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we welcome you, Father God. We stand aside and allow your only begotten Son to take his seat at the throne, Father God, as that time is coming near. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to use the platform to give you glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Let your will be done tonight as we walk in and break chains right here on YAT. Bless the ministry, bless the nonprofit and everything that we're affiliated with, Father God. Let your spirit rain down upon us right now. We ask all of this in the name of your only begotten Son, Yahshua, Jesus Christ, Lord God. And all of God's children say amen, amen, and amen. Suit up. Put on your full armor, God. It's time to break chains. YAT Radio signing on. Got to turn against the enemy, man. Got to get against this darkness and tell it we ain't taking it no more. It's over with. Let's do it. Break your chains. YAT Radio.
Breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough. My breakthrough. Looking for my breakthrough.
You know the Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, so you know what I'ma do? I'ma keep on pressing.
Cause I refuse to.
I'ma step and press, you know what I'm talking about?
I refuse to.
Cause I'm the head and not the tail, I'm above and not beneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Hallelujah, let's get it.
Cause I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sting my prey.
Nah.
I'ma lift them up if only with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
oh,
season of depression that taught me a lesson to keep looking up, yeah. Don't go weary in your well doing, just keep on pursuing even though it might get rough, yeah. The devil ain't stopping because we're sleeping, he said it creeping, he's seeking a way to make us fall. So I encourage you to be strong in the Lord, battle with the sword and always stand tall, yeah. You might got Joseph in it, but God can get you out of it. His grace and mercy will grant you a way of escape about it. It ain't no doubt about it. That's why I'm running for him like I'm power dog. And look, I love him for real. It ain't nothing for me to cut out and run up in here. I'm falling in love with Christ like someone pushed me off a pill. He's my mighty battle axe, so I ain't got nothing to fear. Don't need no mattress, I'm a falcon in here. Yeah.
I refuse to let the devil steal my joy. Devil sing my praise. No, I'ma lift them up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
just look unto the hills and begin to give him the praise. Don't stay down in depression, no. Count it joy and temptation, yeah. Stage 1 and 3, read the trying of your faith, broke your patience, patience to overcome, yeah. Patience to run this race, yeah. Patience to stand on his word, trust him and keep the faith,
yeah.
So let us stand united, the devil want us divided. Each of us have purpose, together we make us a body. I'ma give it my all, yeah. That's the end of discussion. I represent G-O-N and that stands for God or nothing,
hey.
So let me encourage you to do all you can do. Stay humble and committed, allow the spirit to work through you,
yeah.
The trouble's on the way, that's something you can't avoid,
nah.
But I tell you, I'ma be strong in the Lord.
Cause yeah, I let the devil steal my joy,
yeah.
I refuse to let the devil sing my praise,
nah.
I'ma lift him up and phony with my voice. And if you agree with me, then let me hear you say,
you're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Big shouts out to my big brother, Dre Williams. Check him out, tightspots.org. All right, what's going on? All honor, glory, and praise to the Heavenly Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And shouts out to you out there. Thank you for turning us on. Love you. Ain't nothing you can do about that. Welcome to Breaking Chains, Special Assignment Podcast for this Monday. I'm Pastor Rod. Let me throw that disclaimer out there before I go any further. Breaking Chains is all about breaking chains, man. Listen, we breaking chains from the darkness, from the evil, from everything that is not of God, period. Not of Yah. Yo, we breaking away from it. That's what Breaking Chains is all about. We speak up against it. Anything that's going on negative in politics, in the school system, in our lives, in our homes, wherever, especially in God's house, we break your chains from that and calling it out. And just, you know, listen, God's word is all about, you know what I'm saying, reproof, rebuke, and exhortation. We got to call that situation out. We got to just place problems out there. But then you got to have a solution. You know what I'm saying? You got to have a way to come out of it. You got to offer a way out. A lot of people are stuck in situations, so we pray that something is said and done in people's lives when they listen, that they could come out of a situation that they're stuck in and break chains away from it and walk away, repent, and move on. How about that? We're definitely not attacking anyone personally. We don't call out names. We don't do stuff like that, so stop lying on us. We definitely attack the enemy and darkness. So if you are part of that family, your daddy is the devil, that's you. Okay, just simple as that. You know what I'm saying? Period. We stand on the word of God. We're not perfect. We fall short of the glory every day. You understand what I'm saying? But we're just not ordinary men and ordinary women around here. We are God's children, period. Chosen, touched, anointed, filled with his Holy Spirit. We stumble, but we fall, but we get back up. Trust that, all right? And stop telling folks that we attack the church, because attacking the church would mean I got to attack myself. And you know what I'm saying? The enemy don't stand up, you know, attack his own, you know, until that time comes. There's a day that you following behind that darkness that your father, the enemy, the devil, he going to turn on you, and you're going to be burning in hell with him all alone. You understand? Okay. So anyway, that's what we're all about. We're not anything about, you know what I'm saying, attacking people. We're just about calling out issues that you're afraid to speak up about. We're about putting issues and confrontations and lies and deceit and manipulation out in the forefront that you're afraid to stand up about and say something, that we hear you, though. So we speaking out for you. We speaking up and speaking out over here, breaking chains. That's what we all about, period. You know what I'm saying? Politicians is robbing and stealing. We know who they are. But we're trying to get you to be able to understand how to identify the enemy. You understand what I'm saying? You need to know. I could call the enemy out all day long, but if you don't know how to identify the enemy, I haven't done what I'm called and chosen to do. You understand what I'm saying? I need to be able to lead, teach, and guide, and gain some, so you can gain some wisdom and some knowledge and get an understanding on what it is that you need to know. And the way to do that is, the first thing is to pick up the word of God. To study to show thyself approved unto God. Because a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. But I don't need to be ashamed. Speaking the truth. Period. And neither do you. Period. How about that? So it's time to break chains. 858-357-9137. Pick up your phone. Get involved. Log on. blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. And get involved. You know, send us an email. Send your prayer requests. Send your comments, suggestions. WeBreakingChains@gmail.com. Just shoot us an email. You know, it's all good. We listening. We here. We ain't going nowhere. It's just like that. All right, let's jump into the show. Breaking Chains Special Assignment Podcast for this Monday. What's up with you? Pastor Rod, I want to hear your voice tonight. Speak up, speak out. 858-357-9137. I've been asking you, you know, like, are we paying attention? You know what I'm saying? What's the plan? You know, what's your assignment? What's your special assignment? What is it that you are here to do? What is it that you are put here to do? Are you on your assignment? Are you doing what you are called and chosen to do? Are you just doing nothing? Are you just doing what you want to do? How does your life focus, you know, your focus plan coincides with what God's plan is for you, for your life? Because one thing about it is that we were born into a sinful world, but you know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean that as you got older, that when you start gaining knowledge and wisdom of what sin is, that you couldn't grow out of it and step away from it. You can't blame nobody for it. I can't blame nobody for it if we stay into a lifestyle in a world of darkness. You understand what I'm saying? The world of darkness is not a place for anyone, you know what I'm saying, to continue to stay once they come into the knowledge and the wisdom of the light. So what's your plan? Are you paying attention to what their plan is for you? Are you paying attention to that? A lot of things are all those social media things that have been said, things are being done, you know what I'm saying, behind closed doors, right in the open, just right there. Why aren't you saying anything? You know what I'm saying? We constantly killing each other in the streets. We constantly doing all of these crimes, putting yourselves behind bars, putting yourselves and your family members going in the ground, you know what I'm saying, in the coffin, and you all excited because you think they done went to heaven and they watching over you, and it, you haven't studied to show yourself approved, because God don't say that. God say that the dead know nothing. The dead are gone. They sleep. You understand what I'm saying? They're in that ground until he calls them up. You know what I'm saying? So we have to get to being decent and in order on speaking sound doctrine. See, you getting mad when people want to bring the truth. People say sticks and stones break your bones, but words never hurt. Words always hurt when it's the truth, because you don't want to hear the truth. You understand what I'm saying? God said that his word is alive and active. It's still alive and active today. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It's supposed to rip you open. It's supposed to convict you. It's supposed to hold you accountable. Listen, you need to get things together now. You know what I'm saying? Are we paying attention to the span of life of what's happening around us? What's going on in other countries? You know what I'm saying? What's going on just in the soil that we walk on in this country? You understand what I'm saying? I'm just saying, are we paying attention? Or do you not care? Do you have a plan? Really? You know, when we came on the air last Monday, you know what I'm saying? First Monday of the month, we bust open the mic. You know what I'm saying? New year, man, new season, everything, just excited. And then right after that, you didn't hear from us anymore because Blog Talk just all of a sudden just was gone. You know what I'm saying? This system just crashed. So I thank God that we're able to come back and put this podcast on and be back on the air tonight. You know what I'm saying? But are we paying attention to the things that are going on around us? Oh yeah, well, I saw it. Yeah. We just shake things out, blow things out. We're so we're so complacent. We're so comfortable. How in the hell are you comfortable but from living from check paycheck to paycheck? Can barely rub two pennies together. How are you comfortable with that? How do you get comfortable with things that you know that's not you? Here's something else. Listen. Are you paying attention? Are you paying attention to how you get caught up in situations? Listen, and I'm gonna speak personally now. When people come around you, man, and you welcome them in, you feed them, you welcome them to your table, and they rob you. They rob you. And then still grin in your face, but you ain't supposed to say nothing. When you say something, you in the wrong. I can press charges, but I don't. God knows, though. I ain't got to do nothing. See, what am I talking about tonight? We ain't paying attention. We doing all of this devilish, evil, dog stuff out here, and God is keeping account of everything and every step you take, every move you make. You remember that from the Synchronicity album from Police back in the day? Yeah. He'll be watching you. Seriously. Everywhere you go. Everything that you do, he knows. And the thing about it is that here's the thing. We're not paying attention because, see, when he say test the spirit by the spirit, he talking about his Holy Spirit, him. But you get involved. I get involved. We get our feelings and our emotions involved, and then we make the wrong move, and then we want to blame everybody else except you. What am I talking about tonight? Listen, man, what is your special assignment? What's your special assignment? Stop robbing and stealing. Listen. People think that people start talking about you're racist, you radical, you this. Listen, man, let me tell you something. God don't see number one race, the human race. God don't see number his children and the devil's children. You feel me? Because those are the choices that you make. You understand? We were born with a choice when we were able to understand and got older. We had a choice. We can either do right or wrong. Go in the light or the dark. That's the choice. And we're at another point in life right now, today, this day, where you got to make a choice. You're going to either do good or evil, light or dark. And it's something because you outside looking up in the sky, you understand what I'm saying? Instead of down on your knees, closing your eyes, praying. Looking up in the sky didn't change nothing, did it? What did you get out of it? Because if you don't know the true meanings of what God is doing in his earth, I don't care what man is trying to do against it, but what is, listen, God's will be done. No matter what. And you're not paying attention to that because you don't study the word. Man, I could care less about what these billion, trillion, whatever they call themselves, with all these titles and all our money in their pockets are saying and trying to do to make you believe that there's no God. that the aliens finna come in and swipe people out and do. Listen, man, I could care less about all of that. My thing is to make sure that you understand that you study to show yourself approved so you will know the difference between right and wrong and light and darkness and stop letting people tell you what is good is bad and what bad is good. You understand what I'm saying? We at that point. See, it's time to take the gloves off. Because, see, when you try to play nice, people don't want you to play nice, so you have to play nice nasty. And I have to ask God to forgive me because, you know what I'm saying, sometimes I just turn up a little bit. Because, see, you act like you just think that I'm stupid. My daddy say, boy, let me tell you something now. Don't you ever make me think that you think I'm thinking you think that I'm stupid. And a lot of people out there, they see you and they belittle you because of your appearance to them, what their judgment of you may be. And it's a sad society that we live in that we still don't know how to be kind and loving and gentle and patient with one another. And the ones that are he ain't talking to me. No, I'm not talking to you if that's not you. But if you just responded like that, he ain't talking to me. Guess what? I am talking to you. Because there's nothing to get an attitude about if the shoe don't fit. Stop trying to put your big old corn bunion feet in there. It ain't for you. See, one thing about it is that so many people, and God already told us, the word already said that so many people in this day will have itching ears. Look how old the word is, you know, been on this earth. And here we are today, still y'all out there got them itching ears, want to hear what you want to hear instead of the truth. I want to hear the truth. Don't BS me and lie to me. I don't want that. I can't stand that. Because one thing about it is that God says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. What that got to do with anything? Because one thing is that you don't know who God has chosen and anointed. Just because that man, that pastor, that bishop, or whatever his title is, has ordained somebody and anointed someone with oil, I'm talking about a chosen one, the chosen and anointed of God, the Most High. You understand what I'm saying? See, you may not know who that is, and you going around here putting your hands and your mouth on people, and you wondering why all hell busting loose around you. Leave people alone. You need to pay attention to you. See, you paying attention to everything else. I ask, are we paying attention? Yeah, you paying attention. You being nosy, messy. You understand what I'm saying? Instead of paying attention to you. He ain't talking to me. Let me tell you something. Maybe not. He ain't talking to me. Let me tell you something. May not be talking to you. But if you got your chest all stuck out in your head up in the air like you know what I'm saying? Hey, yeah, I'm talking to you. God talk about it. He say pride, you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, pride comes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. I'm just trying to warn you, dumb. If you know about the Flintstones, you know why I call you dumb, because Kazoo used to always talk about Fred and Barney. We got to get out of that slave mentality mindset, being enslaved. We enslaving ourselves. So we enslaved ourselves so much we can't see what they're doing around here in the world to enslave us even worse than what it was back then. They may not be killing and hanging, but they're taking your finances. They robbing you. They lying to you. You understand when they putting out men in prison. You know what I'm saying? They putting drugs. Let me tell you something. Let me make you understand something. Where I grew up, And well, people that I know live right now, they ain't got that kind of money to go over across the water and buy kilos of dope and bring it back and put it on the streets. Did you hear what I said? They ain't got the money to go over the water and buy guns or go down there in Florida or somewhere and buy a bunch of guns and come back and just put them on the streets. See, one thing about it is that a lot of people just need to start tuning and fine-tuning their common sense. Stop acting like you so stupid and don't know nothing. He said, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. It's because you reject the knowledge. See, you wanna play games all the time. You wanna get on this media thing. This, I ain't giving nobody no praise. I'm remember God. Let me tell you something. You wanna get on this and get on that and get on this and film this and film this and be flossing here and doing this and doing this, thinking for number one that the so-called he ain't no big brother of mine. My big brother's name is Yahshua HaMashiach. You understand what I'm saying? These old crooks in the sky and them satellites watching every move you make. and God watching all of us. But see, you out here doing crazy things instead of taking things that you're doing and investing in doing, getting smart, getting away from the dark side, coming to over here to this marvelous light and start investing in your community, man, in your family, and start building wealth within your family. Just look at all these rich billionaires around here that's been building wealth for their families off your ancestors' back, all your life. And they still doing it. They ain't telling you their secrets. Because they fine-tuned everything they got from our ancestors and made it theirs. If you go and look and see and pay attention to who is into what the very first, you know what I'm saying, patent, the very first copyright, you know what I'm saying? Who were the ones that signed off on it? Where was it located at? Where it took place? Who was involved? When? You understand what I'm saying? I remember growing up hearing about the Wright brothers and some damn airplane. Man, let me tell you something. Why they didn't tell me about my ancestors who built everything that the Wright brothers put together to put the damn airplane in the sky? Man, get on away from here with that. See, one thing about it is that if you pay attention, they're erasing the real truth, getting them out of the schools, the history books. A lot of things are not being talked about and said. You understand what I'm saying? Just like if you read the Word of God, you understand that you don't even read the Book of Enoch in the King James Version, New Living, this or that, the NIV, the SIV, or whatever. All these Bibles out here, and none of them want to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help them God. Because it's not the right God that they trust in. Pay attention, man. Pay attention. Pay attention. You don't want to listen to stuff like this, but these are things happening to you and me. It's going to affect you too. I don't care what color your skin is. People don't want to talk about their skin. It's a whole different title now. It's a whole different vocabulary now. Man, whatever. My skin color ain't going to change. I'm going to be let me tell you something. I'm going to be a beautiful black bronze skin man. You hear me? Handsome as I don't know what until I leave here. You hear me? And when I come back here, I'm going to come back with my crown and glory with the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I don't care what you're saying. But you got to go in and read about who they say the Son, what he looked like. We all had one color. You just don't want to know the truth. We all was just the same color as your Savior. And it's not that blonde haired, blue eyed man on that picture. It said his hair was wool, white as snow. You heard me. Fine brass skin. You heard me. Look just like me. I ain't got no hair though. I'm just saying though. You know my skin. You feel me? Yeah. So come on now. Are we paying attention? Let me ask you something. Do you care about the truth? Don't you want to know the truth? Don't you know the truth sets you free, make you free? You are free with the truth. What's the truth? The way, the truth, and the life. Who? It's the Son. Nothing gets to the Father without going through the Son. You got to be about the truth. In order to connect anything with the Father, you spirit and what? Truth. Spirit and in truth. That means you got to go through the Son. Ha! You better stop listening to these non-believers. They're going to send you straight to hell. Ain't no coming back. I'm just saying. Are we paying attention? You know, today, having all of these people glued into the television and different areas across the country, you know, outside with the you sent out all of these shades for people to look up and everything. You did all of this, but nowhere were you. You know, people even got married. I saw people got married. You know what I'm saying? So. Were you at a point where did you not explain preachers, teachers, what this was all about. And then those that know, disciples, were you explaining and making aware of what was going on outside? And then you saying, well, no, what was going on? Well, you know, God sends signs, man. Because you remember now, we've always been a disobedient old hard-headed old people. We always need to see signs and wonders. We always need to see something to believe it, because he knows that, you know what I'm saying, he had to tell us to at least have faith the size of a mustard seed. So he knew then that, you know what I'm saying, our faith wasn't about nothing. Here we are on the water with the believer himself, the creator, you know what I'm saying, the father in the flesh as the son in the boat sleep, and we panicking thinking we gonna drown in water, and we got the one who created water in the boat with us. You understand what I'm saying? So where's our faith? So we got to see signs and wonders, and sometimes you don't like the signs that come with the wonders, do you? You wondering what's going to happen, but the signs are going to show you. Yeah. Because you don't understand. Listen. I saw a clip where they were showing some animals at a zoo when the total darkness was taking place over that area, and how the animals were reacting. You know, how they had been reacting all day. So if the animals... If the animals can feel what is going on, what is it that you felt? What is it that you were paying attention to? Huh? You know, it's something, because we want to get involved in so many things and we want to be everywhere, but we don't want to be at the right place. You know what I'm saying? If we can come together like that to worship and to serve the living God, we could change things. You understand what I'm saying? If we could have came together like that for those minutes that darkness took place and everybody was outside, if we could have been, you know what I'm saying, in prayer together. You understand? Two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Can you just imagine what would happen if his name would have been lifted? He said if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. Just imagine all them men and women that were outside all day looking up. See, so don't get me wrong. God is the maker of this universe in my heart. That's what I know. You know what you want, feel what you feel. That's you. So I know what's taking place in the atmosphere because I study. Read. Understand what I'm saying? So you are always waiting on someone to tell you how to do things, what to do, and all of these things, when the instruction manual is right there in front of you. Listen, you can get a new product, never used and had one before, and it has instructions, but you would rather call customer service to tell them that this doesn't work right, and you tried it, but you ain't even put it together yet. See, we always looking for the handout. Not everybody. A lot of people looking for the handout for the wrong reason. See, the thing about it is if we could start helping each other out for the right reasons, we won't run into those type of situations. You didn't even get what I said. See, if we start getting out here assisting and being our brother's keeper, being your sister's keeper, having each other's back from when I was growing up, you understand what I'm saying? The whole neighborhood, let me tell you something. Listen. And see, now everybody's like, I ain't doing that. I'm afraid. These young men, yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? It has to start. We got to start. We got to stop turning. We got to stop looking the other way. Too many of our children dying daily. Are we paying attention? Are we paying attention to the numbers? Homicide numbers going up, and it's our children that are dying. You understand? War is escalating. You know, things are deflating that you're not paying attention to. You go out there and deflate a ball, you know where to go. It means nothing after all the air out of it. So a lot of situations that's around us and that's here right now, they're deflating. The air is seeping out of it. And they're not telling us the truth. You hear about it, but are you paying attention to a new world order? Are you paying attention to the 2030 agenda? Are you paying attention to the words of the Illuminati? Are you paying attention to the ones that really run the world? You understand what I'm saying? Are you paying attention to what they're doing, what they're saying, and how they're doing it? Are you paying attention to how they're taking control, striving, and putting their work in and money to take control of you? It's an evil world we live in, but God has the final say-so. But there are certain things that you're going to have to go through. When he moves the church out the way, it gets worse. See, it's always, listen. The only begotten son is our advocate. He's the intercessor. He's the one that's keeping the boom from being laid on us right now, this second, this moment. You understand what I'm saying? Because he's the one that made the sacrifice. And the sacrifice has a time limit on us. You understand? From when things had to get a certain way. Read your word. I'm not gonna go in. You want me to give y'all? I ain't gonna. You know. But we continue to crucify him every day. We continue to mock his name every day. We continue to spit in his face every day. We continue to whip him every day. We continue to pierce him in his side every day. We continue to put thorns, a crown of thorns on his head every day. We continue to speak, you know, give him a drink of vinegar every day. Just think about all the people that's walking on the earth, man, and think about that many people that's hitting him right now. And he's taking all of that. And the Father is getting angry. When are you going to show your repentance? When are you going to hold yourself accountable? When are you going to stop being conformed to this world and get a renewing of your mindset and change your hearts and clean yourselves up? Ask him to come in and clean you from the inside out. Stop telling him to pray. Stop praying to him to bless you with a new car and a new house, and start asking him to bless you and to pray to him about a cleansing, a renewing, a revival, a resurrection in your mind, body, and soul. You understand what I'm saying? What is a special assignment about? Listen, man, there's an assignment that you have that you are put on this earth to do. You understand what I'm saying? How special it is based on how you treat it and how you treasure it and how you work towards it. It's not a special assignment to you if you ain't putting nothing into it. A lot of you not putting nothing into your assignment. A lot of you gave up on your heart's desire. A lot of you gave up on your dreams. A lot of you gave up on your hope. A lot of you gave up on you. But let me tell you something. God will never give up on us. You understand? He said, I will never leave nor forsake you. He said, all you got to do is just trust in me with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. You understand what I'm saying? He said that all you got to do is just accept me. He said, listen. The main part about it is that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe shall not perish but have everlasting eternal life with him. So it's up to you. You got a choice, because in the beginning God said, let us create man in our image after our own likeness. So he did it. So when are you going to get back to what you were created to be? Huh? Seriously. You playing too much. You got too much going on and ain't doing nothing. You so busy, but the bank account don't show that. You understand what I'm saying? The bills don't show that. You hear what I'm saying to you? But you're so busy. If we're so busy, that means that there's some progress going on, some progression moving forward. There's some increase. There's some prosperity coming in. And we're that busy. Now, if you're in building mode, building stages, make it known. But stop being around here being somebody that you not. Stop acting like you got something that you ain't. Stop doing things that you shouldn't. Are you paying attention, man? If you don't do this, what happens when you don't do this? If you don't pay your bills, there are consequences. If you don't do what mama, daddy say, there are consequences. If you don't do what you're supposed to do on the job, there are consequences. You understand what I'm saying? If you don't obey the laws, there are consequences. They may not be, listen, hold on now. The laws may not be perfect, decent, and in order. But as far as man is concerned, he's going to enforce his laws. You know, remember Christ said, now, render unto God what is God's and render unto Caesar's what is Caesar's. You understand? But you got to remember now, the government is on his shoulders. I ain't talking about Caesar. I'm talking about our Savior. Yah, himself. You hear me? So choose where you choose to stand. Make the right choices in your decision making. We ain't making the right choices, man. We ain't choosing the right decisions in life right now. And there's not a lot of people. Listen, we got a lot of single mother homes, you understand, that don't have that man to tell that young man, you understand, or to give some guidance to that young lady. You understand what I'm saying? So that needs to be, listen. If that's your child, it's time for you to, you know what I'm saying, pull your pants up, man, and you know what I'm saying, fix yourself up, man, and go be a father to that child. No matter how not easy, it ain't easy out here. It ain't easy for nobody. It ain't easy for that child either. Just to grow up and not to see a father, to know a daddy. Who the hell are you, man? What you gonna say because you didn't have one? Why would you go make one then? If you gonna do the same thing, pass it on. Huh? It's just a lot of things, man, that we got to step to the plate. I wasn't a perfect father to my children. I lived out of town, worked out of town, traveled back and forth to visit, you know what I'm saying? It was rough on all of us. But there's a difference. You know, are we training up our children in the way that they should go so when they're older, they would not depart from it? You ask my children, they'll tell you. Yeah, my dad didn't play that right there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying, I'm not crashing and coming at nobody, man, or whatever. You take it the way you want, man. But we as men got to do better. This ain't the Men of Valor night, but I'm just speaking. This is a special assignment, man. You got an assignment. You made a child. You got an assignment. You got somebody to take care of, man. Hey, man, we got to step it up. It's time to step it up. Ain't no more playing. Playing touch. You know what I'm saying? Too old for that. 858-357-9137, man. Just wanted to come by, holler at you, man, and let you know, man. We got to get it together, man. Got to get on your assignment. G-G-O-O-N-N. Let's go. G-G-O-O-N-N.
You know what time it is. On the block just to make a knot, make a money back, then you flip a bird again. Yeah. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil players. Yeah. But first we need to stop recognizing what we're doing, repeat the sins that can be today. Yeah. Don't let another day pass you by, no. Cause another day, man, I pass you by. No. Ain't gon' lie, but the light be gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. Yeah. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle just to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he's feeling me. But see, God
God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right. Had to go down just to make me see the light. Sitting there counting on the way to prison ain't for me. Open your mouth, believe in your heart and you receive. Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right. Had to go down just to make me see the light. Sitting there counting on the way to prison ain't for me. Open your mouth, believe in your heart and you receive.
Hey, $1 million ain't enough. Keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell it, bro. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your waist. People screaming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that this world in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers can be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'm always behind for a friend. And that's what you do when you've been refined from a sin. So come on, buddy, get on. Sit in room for your man, I promise you can been on it, coming back soon. I'm telling you, it won't be long in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the Lord's side? I better with the sword, they gone. Off that hole of water, gone. Off that hole of water, cleansed by the fire. No doubt that I'm sold out. There's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around.
Yeah.
Ain't no more playing around.
Yeah. Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around.
Get on it.
Ain't no more playing around.
I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man. I gotta live.
Want to break chains in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
Yeah, do that. All honor, glory, and praise God, Father, God, Son, God, Holy Spirit. Pray all is well with you out there. What's going on? Welcome back. Listen, man, special time of podcast for this Monday. Pastor Rod hanging out with you. You know, just want to just ask a couple questions, man. Are we paying attention to what's going on around us? What are we doing? You know, what role do you play in things that are going on around you, you know, not just in your own personal life, but what role are you playing in everything else that's going on around you, in your family, in your home, in your community? What are you doing? What are you doing to make it better? Are you doing anything? You know what I'm saying? Are we paying attention to the destruction that's going on in the earth right now? But what are we doing to stand up against it? Are we coming together and doing what he told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14? He said, my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves to come together. We got to put away our sins, man, and come together. You know what I'm saying? In unity. You know what I'm saying? We got to come together and pray. We, you know, prayer changes things, man, and love covers a multitude of sins. So you know what I'm saying? There are things we got to get back to. We got to get back to repenting, you know what I'm saying, and removing the darkness and replacing it with his light and his Holy Spirit and being restored and reconciled back to the Father, period. That's what time it is. That's the sign that went out today. You can look at it the way you want to. But that was a sign from God. How did you take it? What are you going to do about it? And it starts with you. It starts with me. You know, the devil don't want us together. He wants division, and we keep allowing that. We got so many podcasts out here. And this was brought up to me today. You know, everybody want to have a podcast, but there's a lot of people out there that started podcasts that came through Breaking Chains. Isn't that something? Instead of us doing them together, they want to do their own thing. And it's okay. It's okay. But you know, I just pray that everybody get the point that it's not about you. If you out there doing it just to make money and all that, man, do you. You know, I ain't got no jealousy or nothing towards nobody, man. Whatever. Do you. But one thing I will say to you is that, you know what I'm saying, don't get caught up in mocking God like everybody else. God says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. See, you too busy stuck on running after Peter, Paul, and the pimp. And he wants you to let your eyes look directly forward and your gaze be straight before you, looking towards him, seeking the kingdom of God first and his righteousness so that all things be added to you. You understand? So if you commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. See, my work been committed to him over 28 years ago, even when I was out there tore up from the floor up in my own mess. Here we are coming into 28 years later, he's still blessing us. Yeah, a lot of people say, well, they ain't making this, they ain't got this, they ain't got, man, let me tell you something. If we, well, listen, we getting souls saved. We being fisher of men. We bringing lives to the Father. We bringing lives to Christ, get to the Father. You understand? So they can have their keys to their mansion when it's time in heaven. See, the word says, listen, if one turn their life over to me, all of heaven rejoices. After 28 years, man, we don't have a clue how many lives have been saved, touched, because of Breaking Chains and Young Adults Talk. God's work. So we give him honor, glory, and praise. Because one thing that we have to do that Timothy told us is to do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth, right? I keep telling you that. And something I had to learn the hard way, the Apostle Peter said, it is better to suffer for doing good if that should be God's will than for doing evil. Huh. I learned that the hard way, but then I figured out that I can do all things through him who strengthens me now. And he strengthens me every day through the pain, through the hurt, through the misery, whatever my body is going through. You understand? And I'm going to say this. The prophet Isaiah told us back in chapter 41, and I still believe it today. Fear not, for I am with you, son. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So all you other clowns and busters out there, God be for me. I don't care that you be against me. Period. Real talk. So my brothers and sisters, you better cut the clowns loose. People that ain't down with your plan, with your focus on God, let them go. Step away from them. People that ain't focused on your heart's desire, man, that you want to do good in the earth, do good in the world. Hey, man, get busy. Holler at us. We don't mind. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something. It's time to cut all that foolishness loose. Okay? Because God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. Gain control of all of that. God gave it to you. Okay? So all you have to do is put all malice and deceit and that hypocrisy and envy and all that slander, put it away from you. Get away from it. Because the one who endures to the end will be saved. That's in the word. He told you don't be conformed to this world. We all been down that road. He said be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Listen, the testing by the will of God, not you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Because if you're not, your adversary, the devil, he prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He's looking for you. Scripture say, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child, but when I became a man, I gave up childish ways. So that means I'm going to test everything and I'm going to hold fast to what is good. And if I slip up and hold on to you, you ain't good. You best to believe my daddy going to let me know you ain't good. And he going to get rid of you because you shouldn't have even tried it. Because we should all tell him to teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. And we should all be praying without ceasing. So, get yourself together. Get yourselves together. Because no matter what you do, no matter where you go, no matter what you eat, what you drink, we got to make sure that we do it all to the glory of God. And we don't do that every day. We need to get to it. Get back to our first love, which is him. And the Apostle John say, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So, let's get it together. Let's get it together. We got work to do. And you can't do it by yourself because he didn't send the disciples out by themselves. Send them out two by two. Get your minds right. If you're confused about something, study to show yourself approved unto God, because a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study the word of God, and you'll be all right. Gain knowledge and wisdom, and then get an understanding, because in all I get, and you got to get an understanding. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you what, I just wanted to come by and holler at you, man. Go in here and try to relax, man. Give me a little bite to eat, man, and relax. And you continue to pray for me. I'm praying for you, praying for healing, recovery, resurrection, revival in our lives. Father God, we just ask you to come in and send your Holy Spirit through your only begotten Son. Touch our lives, Father God. Stand guard. Send your guardian angel. Stand guard over our homes, wherever we go, wherever we are. Because you say you'll never leave nor forsake us, Lord God. And we know that. God, that as we lay down and rest tonight, Lord God, let your guardian angel stay at the four corners of where we are, our properties and where we are, Father God, and keep a protection over us. Father God, we thank you for the bloodstained banner that we walk under, Father God, and we live under on a daily basis, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the ministry, Lord God, uplift it, to keep it and restore it in the places where it's weak, Father God, enlarge it, Lord God, and increase it, Lord God. Let us grow, Father God, that we would touch more lives, Father God, bring more lives to you. Father God, continue to bless our P31 ladies, Father God, Sister Andrea, Sister Amy, Father God, Sister Summerlin, my Sister Sonia, Father God, Sister Carcetta, Father God, Sister Janetta, Father God. It's so many of them, Lord God, we just lift them up to you, Lord God. You know who they are, Father God. Our men of valor, Lord God. Father God, we just call on Dr. Kim, Father God, as our overseer, Father God. Father God, we call on the increase and overflow of the finances for the ministry, Lord God, so that we can get out and do the things that you called us to do, Lord God, and we know that you're sending them on the way right now, Father God. Father God, we just pray that you cover us and keep everything, every weapon that formed against us that I prosper, every tongue that rises against us, Father God, will not have any merits, Father God, that everything coming at us will be returned back to the sender, Lord God, that is evil and dark, Lord God. All your blessings will come through, Father God, all the overflow, Father God, that we will bless others in the communities, Lord God, feed the hungry, Father God, and help the homeless, Lord God, and help those in need, Lord God. Bless this ministry, Lord God. Bless me, oh Lord God. Bless my family, Lord God, my children, my grandchildren, Lord God, descendants that are yet to come, Father God, that we don't even know yet, Lord God, that they will follow after you and trust in your only begotten Son and be filled with his Holy Spirit. Let your spirit rain down upon us, Lord God, as we continue to break chains for you, Lord God. Be kingdom builders, Lord God. Chain breakers of the darkness and the enemy, Lord God. We call on your holy name, Yahshua, Lord God. Yah, we just call on you to come on in, Lord God. We thank you. We honor, glorify, and praise your name. We say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. Amen and amen. Don't forget to bless the ministry. Send the Cash App. Cash App is always booming for you. $YATLIVE, all capital letters. $YATLIVE. send a Cash App. If you're somewhere around the world, you want to send check money order, the Young Adults Talk Youth Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama 36670. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation, tax exempt. How about that? All right. We in Georgia. Don't forget tomorrow night. Everything should be, you know, we praying for a wonderful show. Pastor Kemp, Dr. Kemp will be in with the UTS students, the United Theological Seminary. They'll be on tonight, tomorrow night with Bible, with History Talk at 7 p.m. And I want you to get involved in that and learn true history. How about that? That's cool. Have yourself a blessed evening. We love you and nothing you can do about it. And you know what? It's our season. You better receive it and accept it and walk in it. Amen? Let's break change, y'all. See?
It don't matter what it look like. It don't matter what it feel like. It don't even matter what nobody else think, you understand? It's my season, man. And I'm taking it off the top just like that, you understand? Gotta get it out the mud, yeah. So ain't got time for no playing, cause these faith work if I love, yeah. And I love the fact that he saved me, and I give it back when I praise him and fulfill the purpose he gave me. Waiting on the direction, and surrounded by his protection. I know you can see the headlight in me, cause I wear around like a necklace, yeah. God then gave me his passion, it stirred up in me and it's going down like life camera action. With this jealousy and blood on the ground, yeah, I need change in my city. To get with it, all the walls beat and build time to burn them down. Yes, let's do this together, like a Jericho, so we gon' march and make a sound, unbelieving but better. And what it put in me is time to get it off the ground. I'ma make a difference, and to everybody that's listening, you need to do your own part of bitching and stop looking off from a distance. Stop the talking, let's do this. Looking around like what's the next move here? Just follow me and I'm gone, boy. Some things, man, you gotta walk through it. So he slay me, yet I trust him. Even through the mayhem, I can't rush him. Feel like my brain is on the verge of combustion. Still, I can't be affiliated with no corruption. No doubt, gotta stay strong. That's why the weak and heart, they can't stay long. So that's the evil spot, the devil leave a mark. They hit their feet and walk looking like they gone. But still a war rage on. I'm not the one with the cape on, but I know the advocate who said to sit the blood of Jesus Christ. You better pay for it. With a message, no flesh here. You can tell by the words that I speak that I've been in his presence. No flex here, yeah. I'm just a chosen vessel for the time at hand, and it's the Father's plan that I reveal his plan. Let's go. So he made me a king with a purpose. No building, it's in the heart where the church is. Yeah. Mountains better move out of my way. I can't help but say it. Cause when it comes to my faith, you can call me crazy. Cause I believe the impossible, and I'ma go wherever the Father show. I know you can see that his glory on me. Ain't got the truth. Got the heart of a lion.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.